Matt is taking out the old hammock and replacing it with a hanging bed. He's also laying sod, adding gravel pathways, and trimming it out with lush, low-maintenance landscape.
And then we're going to do a floating bed.
Sweet.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
With the bed assembly complete, he tops it off with a mattress and colorful pillows. And now Courtney has the yard of her dreams, known as The Voice and the Sultan of Swoon. Frank Sinatra was a legendary icon, arguably the 20th century's greatest singer of popular song.
Frank Sinatra was a rare breed. He was a ladies' man and a man's man sort of simultaneously.
Born of Sicilian roots in Hoboken, New Jersey, Sinatra would go on to enjoy a career spanning more than five decades. Lieutenant Joe Kenda has plenty of evidence against Mendoza, but to guarantee a conviction, he needs a confession.
He is very calm. I said, you know why you're here, Dominic?
Mendoza insists Carlos instigated the attack, but Kenda knows the notion of self-defense doesn't match the level of violence inflicted. In North Carolina, Jim, Tom, and Roy are putting the finishing touches on their rig before moving it into the woods.
I like a clean steel. If the law cuts it down, I want them to say to themselves, that's a beautiful little old machine.
An old moonshiner trick. Use ketchup instead of expensive specialty cleaners to make a copper steel look like a brand new penny. With Tanner and Carl lined up, it looked like James Bond versus Rambo.
I have no doubt, this is a man's car. This thing is a scary, freakishly fast thing. 618 horsepower.
Tanner may have jumped the start, but one thing's for sure about Carl Edwards. He doesn't like looking at taillights. After five laps, the McLaren seemed to have the edge, but the Ford muscle proved to be too much. On the last bank of the oval, Carl Edwards dropped the hammer and showed just what 920 horsepower can do.